All right, welcome to the Sparks Team AMSL teleconference. This is the Monday, October 1st, 2012 call. And tonight, Michael's not available, so it's one of his direct jobbers in his group. My name is Bruce Wattman, and I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I've been a dealer with AMSL now since 2003, so we're coming up here in 9 years. And let's talk a little bit about myself and a few things going on that I saw on the dealer zone with AMSL. And that will open up for questions. I know, you know, a lot of these calls, people just start talking, and we'll open up for some questions people may have, or people want to talk about things they may be working on. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about doing a tow show down in Baltimore, but you know, things like that we can discuss, answer some questions. Maybe some of the dealers might have an answer that might not know about what's going on. So, like I said, my name is Bruce. I've been a dealer since 2003. And became a direct jobber in 2009, I believe. I'm sorry, 2010, I guess. And I've got a small group, and you know, some of the people in my group who are on the call tonight, you might maybe you've already heard this already, but go over again. And but I started off as a dealer, and the reason I got involved was I was racing the Sports Car Club of America, running a Plymouth Neon, and. Some of the other guys in my groups and other racers there at the track, you know, saw the AMSL stickers and stuff like that. And I talked to a few guys and was kind of interested in buying some stuff. But happened one night just searching on the Internet, and this tells you the power of the Internet. Just happened to be searching on the Internet for AMSL and was looking for a price guy because this also around this time a buddy of mine was starting up a performance auto parts store. And so I want to get a price guide and compare prices and see what the buy-in and commission structure and that kind of stuff is for dealers. My buddy was doing similar stuff for his performance parts. And somehow found Michael Sparks' website, his lube.direct.com website. And it said on there, you know, for more information about becoming a dealer, you know, fill out the form. So I filled out the online form. And, you know, a few days later, I got a price guide and information about being a dealer. And, you know, then sent the information in, and I think I talked to Michael once or twice, and he talked to me for about 10, 15 minutes and answered some questions of mine. And, you know, I was kind of more interested in how the wholesale price structure worked and you know, like volume discounts and stuff like that. And, you know, would AMSL drop ship? Because my buddy was doing this store by himself, and I thought maybe I'd work with him and also be an AMSL dealer and, you know, get the products for my race car and stuff like that. And, you know, then just talking to Michael, just decided to become a dealer. So, you know, this is back in 2003, and became a dealer. And soon after that, he told me to get the business manual. And I think most people probably in this call have gotten the business manual. And if you haven't already, and you should probably get one. And also highly recommend it to all your new dealer prospects. Matter of fact, I've been a dealer since 2003, as I repeated many times here. But the business manual has changed a lot over the years. And, in fact, I should buy myself a business manual because it's probably changed an awful lot. And the new brochures that AMSL keeps coming out with, and the different changes in the products, and the how the internet sites are working, and all the technical services and marketing. I mean, that's probably all laid out in detail in the dealer manual, which I haven't looked at in many years. But it's probably a wise thing maybe every few years to buy yourself one. And review all the information and see what's new in there so you know what's in there when you recommend it to your dealers. And I will be at fault that I haven't done it myself. I probably need to buy one and review everything. So I got the business manual, dealer manual there, and I was looking it over and, decided, well, you know, I could probably sell this to other retail accounts and, you know, make a go at it. And, of course, at that time, even David Bell back then was doing his teleconferences that he has monthly. And listen to some of those, you know, you get a little overwhelmed to see the success some of those guys have. And it was nice to, see guys out there making money at it. And maybe about a year into it, you know, I got my T1 certification and I've been working at it slowly. And maybe had a few accounts, sold a few things here and there. But then I finally realized that, you know, this could be really a long-term potential for income. Because the way they have it structured, as a dealer, when you set up these accounts, they're your accounts. And, you know, the only way that they're not going to be your accounts anymore is if they stop buying products, if you stop servicing. You know, another dealer can't take them away. And so it's kind of a unique type of business. And when you go make the sale, that's your account, and you're going to, as long as you're servicing them, you're going to make money off of that. And that's the beauty about it, because work that I did 9 years ago, either sent off an email with some kind of internet forum, if it was at a small flea market that I did, or someone found a quick website that I built back then, and back then the websites were pretty crude compared to what they are nowadays for AMSOL. But I've got preferred customers and other catalog customers from that time period, from 2004, 2005, that are still buying product. Matter of fact, I have a preferred customer who, I didn't look at the exact date, but I want to say he was probably registered in 2004. He just ordered $250 for the two-cycle oil. And this gentleman, I'm afraid to say I've never met. I may have talked to him once or twice over the years. I've definitely sent him emails and thank you cards. And every year I send out the AMSOL calendar to all my customers and accounts, and we've been doing that for many years. But whatever website or whatever little advertising I did on the internet somehow, he found me and bought some product, became a referred customer, and now he's I've been making money. Now he may not buy a lot over the course of a year, but if you keep on working at it, you slowly build up those accounts like that. It grows into it, and that's how you can make your way to the right job. Of course, the other way is you're going to need some assistance. It would be really hard work, or it is really hard work to do it all by yourself, and that's why the AMSOL sets up the dealer network. So when you sponsor preferred customers and dealers, all those commission credits get added to your bottom line and help you grow your business to increase your commissions and your monthly scale. It would also help you reach that direct jobber level. And nowadays, some of you guys may have talked about this before, but today it's a lot easier to be an AMSOL dealer than it was in the past. Even when I was started back in 2003, they did some advertising and they had some good marketing catalogs and brochures, stuff like that. But nowadays, the amount of money that AMSOL is spending on advertising and sponsorships for racing and the work that they put into the internet and the marketing brochures, it definitely gets the name out and people know about AMSOL and are looking for it. So that jumps me into my next area. When because of all the advertising AMSOL is doing, people are looking for AMSOL. They just don't know where to get it. And I'll get a call maybe once a month saying, I found you on the internet, or went to AMSOL.com and saw that you're a local dealer. I was looking for this particular type of product. Do you have it? Can I get it? And if I don't have it, I tell the people I can get it to you in 3 days. Because UPS, will ship. Because warehouses are across the country, so it'll ship via UPS, and you can probably get it in 3 days. Or I'll tell them that one of my local retail accounts may have it. I have some good-sized installers that if I know what they're looking for, I can tell them, I can have them go over to those shops and stuff like that. So the Internet's a pretty powerful thing as far as for AMSOL dealers. And if you aren't already, if you're not T1 certified, get yourself T1 certified so you can get yourself qualified to be on the dealer lookup guide. It's right there in front of AMSOL.com. So when people search in their zip codes or towns looking for AMSOL dealers or looking for AMSOL installers, they can find you or they can find your accounts. And that's a fantastic feature because, if you've got, different accounts in different parts of the country, that's working 24 hours a day for you. And, it's a nice added bonus, a nice value-added feature for your retail customers that let them know that AMSOL set up this system for people to be able to find their shops and retail establishments that they can go buy AMSOL. So speaking of, here on the website on the dealer zone, it's made an announcement the other day. Maybe if you haven't been on there, they're going to be revamping the AMSOL.com website. And I wasn't involved in any of the testing on this. I don't know, and maybe some of you may have been invited to do that. I'm not sure, but there's an announcement there in the Methodist Center in the back dealer zone area that the new AMSOL.com website is coming out soon. And it's a nice write-up about what they've done and how the testing they've done and the format, stuff like that. And they're changing everything from the public front end to the back end for the dealers and the retail and commercial account. It's a nice write-up. And if you've I encourage you to take this write-up that they've done. You may want to modify a little bit, just take out a few things that are specific to dealers, but forward this on to your all your accounts. You know, definitely other dealers may not have heard about this yet. The preferred customers, the retail and commercial accounts, let them know that this is coming down, you know, the next few weeks, and that you know, it may spur some of them on. Also be, you know, be able to check the AMSL.com website on a regular basis to you know, for updates and be able to order the product that they want to order right online. If I head back here, I'm on the dealer zone now, so I want to check one other thing I wanted to see they had talked about. Oh, yes. Probably mostly we also saw in the dealer zone here is an literature update that they've come out with the new catalogs for the new retail catalogs for here in starting in October. And they give a schedule when they're going to be available in different warehouses. But what's interesting about this, and the reason I bring it up, is they still have the older catalogs from April of this year. And they're available for dealers to purchase at a discounted price. And the G code is G100X. And they're only 25 cents if you buy the old ones. Now, the reason I bring this up is I was at the warehouse here in Lancaster a few weeks ago when I was picking up an order for one of my local customers. And I talked to one of the guys there, and I ordered some of these 100X catalogs, and I ordered the ones from last fall because the prices hadn't really changed very much, and they only added a few new products, and some of the few added, of course, they changed the prices on those. But for the most part, you know, the prices were the same, and they hadn't really added any of the major new products to the catalog. So I ordered some of the older catalogs. And he told me that they have a whole box of these things still available at the warehouse because the old one. So here it is, October of 2012. They still have old ones from last year, and they're going to have a whole bunch of these old ones from this March. So if you're looking for a cheap and effective way to continue to market your business, you know, go buy some of these G100Xs at 25 cents a piece, and you know, to start passing them out. Dropping them off, you know, wherever you can find somewhere to put them down, a doctor's office or a dentist's office or laundromats or whatever. You know, 25 cents. And, you know, of course, you've got to put your label and your ZO number on there, but it's a pretty effective way to market your business. And, of course, if you like the new catalogs, you know, go ahead and get those also. But I don't know if these catalogs are available when you do a trade show co-op. If they are, it's even more of a bonus. I don't think they do it that way, but at 25 cents, you really can't go wrong. So, if you got some of the old catalogs, you want some new ones, you know, they're going to be available soon. If you don't have any, you know, I encourage you to go buy some of those old ones. You know, the products are almost the same in there. The prices are almost all the same in there also. So. All right, well, I'll give you a quick history about myself. I know we got a few callers here on the line. I'll open up the questions. Otherwise, I can go back and talk about a few other things upcoming here with AMSL. So let me unmute this thing, and if you want to, Star 6, come back on and answer any questions, or ask any questions, and if I can't answer them, maybe someone else might have, or we can go from there. All right, I think I got the conference unmuted. All right, I think I got the conference unmuted, so if anyone has any questions, just hit Star 6, unmute yourself, and come on online and let me know if you have a question.
Bruce, this is Jonathan Hendley from Hendersonville.
Yeah.
I had a comment on your business manual. I believe that's 100% available online now because of the T1 certification. I know I've looked up some things the other day on it. Might be a way for you to maybe avoid the cost of the actual hard copy, although I agree with you, it's sure good to have one just for a reference, drive around in your vehicle as you do stops and stuff and people have questions. But anyhow, it is available online now.
Yeah, you know, you probably are correct. I probably haven't looked it up. I know that the T1 certification was or is available online. That's another great selling point for new dealer prospects because in the old days, you know, you had to buy the manual and then fill out the form and mail it back in and wait around. But I think you probably all do that online now. And
yes, sir, and all that. Yourself. Like I say, all the questions, you know, for T1 are obviously in the business manual, and they have each section listed there for you to go to and look up your answers. So it's a great tool.
Right. All right, anyone else have another question they want to ask? Anyone want to talk about anything that they're working on with their business at all? With anyone doing any trade shows or flea markets or anything like that?
I'll be doing a HydroFest show this upcoming weekend.
What is it called?
It's a HydroFest in Wildwood, New Jersey. The HydroFest.
Oh, okay. A boating show then?
Yeah, it's a 80 race team from the United States and Canada.
Wow. Sounds cool.
Did you ever go talking about the marinas down there in Wildwood at all in that area about the AMSOIL and the two-cycle oils or the fuel additives at all?
Plan on doing it this weekend if I get enough time in between, you know, if I can get shut down early enough. One of my accounts that I registered is actually in the race down there. They're big into these hydro boats, so that's who recommended me going down there. So they go around the country with all these different teams. They said there's a lot of guys looking for the AMSOIL, and they've actually been selling to them on the side here and there, so I figured it's an opportunity to go down there and meet these people from across the country and either register them as dealers or commercial accounts, one or the other.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity. Now, you know, the reason I brought up if you've gone to the marinas there, because my wife and her family, including myself, we go out to Stone Harbor, New Jersey for a week vacation. And a few years ago, I went down to, it's just north of Wildwood, so I went down to some of the marinas down there, try to introduce myself and hand out my business card and stuff like that. But none of the guys knew anything about AMSOIL, and I dropped off, you know, a bottle of the Quick Shot when it first came out, and a lot of the guys had no idea what that was about, and all they knew was that ethanol was in the fuel, but they were using StarTran and stuff like that. So I don't have any marine customers myself. That's one area I just never really got into.
Two big problems in my area anyway. A lot of people don't know about AMSOIL, and the Starbright is killing me as far as trying to get Quick Shot in place, and they all use the Starbright, and they're happy with it, and can't seem to persuade them to try Quick Shot.
Yeah, I mean, it is a specialty product, and I don't know what the price is. I think it's called StarTran, the blue bottle. Everyone asks me, does it work just like the blue bottle or whatever? Well, I try to tell them I think it works better, but and you know, when Quick Shot first came out, it was probably still is a leader in the fuel additive area, but there are a lot of different fuel additives for small engines that have come out in the last 2 years now. You know, all kinds of little companies that come out with products. And
I actually give them a free sample. If I take a motorcycle shop or something, I'll say, look, take a bottle on me, give them the data bulletin, and say, look, try it in your bike and see what you think. Hopefully it'll pay off sooner or later.
And Michael had one of his conference calls earlier in the year talked about giving small samples out to potential customers like that. And I do the same thing. Matter of fact, I've used the Quick Shot in the last few years. I've used the PI a few times. And the last few months here when I've gone to visit either existing customers, motorcycle shops, or some newer power sports stuff, I'm bringing out bottles of the motorcycle octane boost. I did a motorcycle show earlier in the summer, and I was pretty surprised how popular the octane boost product was. And I brought the case or two cases of it, and I think I went through. Well, I sold the one case, and I gave away a bunch of other bottles. So it was a pretty popular product, and it's one of those things. You know, the octane boost. I think you pay like $3 or $4 a bottle for it, you know, on the dealer side.
We did the same thing at the Wildwood Motorcycle Show. I mean, I did pretty well. It's a good introductory product, and it's a cheap introductory product, so it works well.
Right. And it's one of those things, you can buy a whole case of that stuff, and people seem to be looking for it. I was kind of surprised. I'm not a motorcycle guy myself, but that product seems to hit something in the minds. People want an octane boost for the motorcycles. And talking to some of the guys,
people with motorcycles want to go fast, more octane, more horsepower.
Yeah.
They feel better throttle response, and it works.
Yep.
Use it in my bike.
Excellent. But yeah, good luck with those marinas down in Wildwood. Is you know the whole coastline, I'm pretty sure, is almost wide open for AMSOIL because I've looked on the dealer locator and the installer locator on AMSOIL.com over a few years ago. And there's very few marinas that I've ever seen around that are larger AMSOIL installers. So I'm sure there's a huge market segment out there. I've just never been able to really look into it hard enough and penetrate it. So I think you'll do pretty well with that.
Excellent.
Anything else? Anyone doing anything else with the AMSOIL business they want to mention or have any questions about the AMSOIL?
Hey, Bruce, this is Brian Frambach in Tennessee.
Okay, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. We recently went to a drifting event where these folks
mm-hmm.
burn off tires all afternoon.
Yeah,
yep. And we had a great time, number one. Number two is I'm seeing that there's a lot of folks having overheating problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us a great opportunity to talk to them about the coolant boost and the benefits
mm-hmm.
of running coolant boost and that kind of thing. So I don't know if anybody's into that kind of stuff. We had a good time. If somebody else is interested in going watching cars skid around, there's a good chance you could go and talk to the folks about coolant boost. And hopefully, there again, it's a door-opening product. They start with the coolant boost, and then it goes from there, you know.
That's an excellent point, Brian. That coolant boost, I haven't sold a lot of it. I've sold some of it. But there's another product on the market that's been around for years. People, all the racers more or less use, made by Redline, called Water Wetter. And I think if you search on AMSOIL's website somewhere, I'm pretty sure that they've done a test, and maybe they got to put it down. I'm not sure, but there was a test where AMSOIL compared the coolant boost to Redline's Water Wetter, and it outperformed it based on a lot of the corrosion measurements they were doing, as well as temperature. So,
that's exactly right. You can find that information on the data bulletin for the RDCB, and it tells you how much cooler we were able to run, and then the corrosion information is all there as well. I will go ahead and tell folks that I did a Facebook post about it, trying to get some of my drift folks on board, and I found out today, I talked to technical services up at AMSOIL, and they do not recommend using distilled or deionized water. So they said just tap, or the good safe bet is to go with bottled drinking water from the grocery store. You get a gallon of it. I don't know, it probably costs somewhere in the 82 cents per gallon. And
mm-hmm.
so you put that in, and then 2 ounces of coolant boost per quart of water. So basically you can fill up a car, a race car, and keep it cooler than any other product. We're somewhere in the neighborhood at full retail of like $14-15. Now, you'll have shipping on there, but the price of the water plus the price of the coolant boost is somewhere around $14 or $15. I mean, it's an excellent value. It runs 13 degrees cooler than a 50-50 mix of antifreeze and water. So it's really good. And from what I'm going to do some research on this, but from what I understand, you can even use it at sanctioned events where it's like they won't let you run antifreeze because if there was an accident and the radiator burst, it would create a slick spot. I don't think
right.
the coolant boost does that. Now, I still need to do some research on that, but I believe it's okay to run at a place where if you were to have a ruptured radiator, it would be okay.
That's excellent information, Brian. I wasn't aware of all that stuff. And, the other thing I was going to recommend, I mean, because the coolant boost, it's not one of those products that is disposable, the motor oil or the filters, but it's a nice lead-in product for people to introduce to the AMSOIL. And if you show them, that product lowering the temperature and it does what it says it's going to do, and they're going to realize that AMSOIL's a quality name and will have more faith in the other AMSOIL motor oils, gear oils, and filters and so forth. But the
absolutely. It is a one-year product, just so you know. It does have a shelf life, so it is a one-year reapply type product. So, you could get some business on it strictly, but like you're saying and like I indicated earlier, I hope to just use it to get further and get gear oil and all the other stuff that, accompanies it.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any racers. I don't have any drifting racers. I know what you're talking about, drifting. They've been doing that for the last maybe 10, 15 years now, I guess. But when I was at AMSOIL University back in 2011, I guess I was there last, I was talking to another direct job rider in Illinois who's apparently does a lot of business with racing and race cars, local race cars. And he was telling me the Dominator series oil definitely lowers engine temperatures. And some of those engines they were running, some of the dirt tracks they have out there. But also that they were experiencing 0.2 seconds quicker lap time than some of these dirt tracks and the quarter mile dirt tracks. And if you could tell someone that and the dirt track racing team that they're going to go, you know, quicker lap time just by using the AMS oil and, you know, have their essentially run cooler. And, of course, you can lead in also with the gear oils to run their transmissions, the rear ends cooler. It's a nice area segment to go into. And, of course, everyone is probably aware of how much AMSL is investing in racing sponsorships, different series and as well racers. So, yeah, there's a lot of different market segments people can go into, you know, from the racing side of it to industrial to simply, retail and power sports area. That there's never a dull moment with AMSL. You can always find something to work yourself into to find customers and, you know, in the long term make money. All right, anyone else have any other questions or comments? Got a few more minutes here. I can wrap things up or if I can answer some more questions for you. All right, I'll wrap things up here. So, you know, I kind of mentioned earlier about the AMSL business, the dealership, and how I've worked at it, you know, here for the last 9 years now. And, you know, the customers that I talked to were...
Hey, Bruce?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Jonathan Hindley again. I got a couple of important announcements that I'm sure Michael would appreciate. One today is Michael and Alicia Sparks' first wedding anniversary. And I thank all their dealers to, you know, send out cards to all of us. Many of you got some dealer training cards in the mail, you know, thanking us for coming to a meeting. And really, we should thank him for all he does. You know, I'd be wrong if I didn't say that. And two is right now, some of you may know that the AMSL Engine Masters Building Contest is going on in Ohio right now. And, we happen to have a very close contact to that. If my son works with KMF Racing from Fairview, Tennessee, and they're up there in the Extreme Street Division, one of 14 teams that qualified for that in the nation. And you can follow them on the AMSL Racing blog. Down here in Tennessee, they produced 1,017 horsepower out of a 454 small block on gas. So they're actually in the running to win this thing. And, you know, of course, they're using AMSL 5W20 racing oil. But I'd sure like for anyone interested in the AMSL Engine Master Building Contest to know that, again, one of our dealers in this group, son, Wesley Henley, is in that with KMF Racing up there in Ohio. And wish him good luck and hope they win.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Nice to hear that you've got AMSL in that engine. And do the corporate guys know that, or they may be aware, but I don't know if you told the corporate guys that your son's involved with that and that the AMSL's in that car, or engine, I should say.
Well, AMSL has, I think AMSL is in all the engines because of the AMSL sponsorship. But
okay.
It will be, I have talked to some of the folks up in corporate that, you know, my son's one of the contestants, but we'll see how they do first. When they, I have a feeling they're going to at least be in the top three, if not win it, based on a lot of research that Kevin Fisher, the owner of the company, has done prior to going into this. And they've gone at this just, this is their NASCAR Daytona. You know, this is a big deal for them. And they've got thousands and thousands. You wouldn't want me to say, I suppose, but they've got enough money in that engine that most people would put in an entire race car. Like I say, putting that kind of horsepower out, like I say, I heard it dyno at about 1,015 horsepower, and that's incredible coming out of a small block V8. So on gas, you know, no supercharge, no turbocharge. Anyhow, go to the AMSL race blog, and hopefully they'll update the information. And the winner should be announced on Friday, this Friday, October 5th.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jonathan. I don't really keep track of a lot of that stuff. Angelo is involved in so many things, but it's interesting to hear that we have a local tie to that and Michael's group here, so we'll have to keep on track of that. And
yep.
thanks for mentioning Michael Spark there. He does do a lot of work with people in his group. And I've been, like I said, I was a dealer back starting with 2003, and I'd call him up every few weeks or a few months, ask him a question, and I always call up with my good news. And my good news would be, you know, some new dealers in my group or new accounts that are registered. So I think many people on this call probably already do speak with Michael on a constant basis, either via email or on a telephone. So he's always available, and if you're working for sponsor new dealers, he's always there to help out, answer questions for any new prospect that you have. So yeah, it is an excellent resource, and we're actually kind of blessed. I mean, I wouldn't. It's kind of hard to say, but because of our frame of reference, but I think we're blessed working with Michael Sparks and also with the David Bell organization and the work he does in his monthly teleconference. And I think so many people have been to AMSO University can attest to the work that Michael or David Bell puts into his outings there for AMSO University. And same thing, you know, with Michael when he has his group up there too. So
absolutely.
I appreciate everyone on the call tonight. And I think Michael will be back for the call next week. But I appreciate your attentiveness and your questions. Hopefully this was informative for you. And this call, as far as I know, is being recorded and should be up on Michael's dealer training website that you can review it. And if you found it useful, send it off to dealers in your group and other dealer prospects. All right, everyone, have a good night.
You too, Bruce. Thanks. You did a good job.